6:48 on Channel 95.7 with Connie and Curtis. Sunny and 71 today. It is 50 degrees right now. Woo! Nice weekend, though, for Memorial Day weekend. Sunny and 77 tomorrow. Sunday's going to be 80 and sunshine. There's a chance of a storm on Memorial Day.
It is still super windy right now, though. Those flags on that Blue Cross Blue Shield building just blowing
wildly. This seems like the windiest spring we've had in a long time.
I was asking my neighbor, because I remember it being windy last spring as well.
Like it, for this long?
But yeah, because remember, it was windy. Like, we would drive around, because my wife had just moved here, so we'd be driving like to Sparta or to Greenville or to Jenison or to Caledonia. We were just exploring, and it was so windy all spring. So then my neighbor yesterday said, man, this wind. And I said, I have lived here two springs and it has been windy both springs. Don't tell me that like you were just noticing the wind right now.
See, I think this one seems windier. And I think it's because right at the end of winter, it was so windy and bitter.
So windy.
Remember we'd come in and we would be like, oh my God.
We didn't like it. It was like 0 degrees.
And then the wind has never stopped, but the temperature has changed.
The temperature is
so
warmer.
It seems like that. And even when we were in Wisconsin, right before we moved here, it wasn't that windy.
Super windy.
No,
well,
I
think because of the lake. I think the lake gives us the wind.
Because now we're on the other side.
It's the lake wind. I think that that's what happens. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not a scientist.
But it would make sense.
If I was a scientist, I would use my scientist background to figure out why it's so windy. I think it's windy every spring here.
Do you kind of wish you were a scientist?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I was looking back at my elementary school little book.
Mm-hmm.
It had the picture and who your friends are and what you want to be when you grow up.
What'd you say?
So it was in kindergarten, I wanted to be an author. Okay. First grade, author or scientist. Second grade, scientist or radio DJ.
Awesome.
And then I wanted to be like a scientist DJ for like all the way through the rest
It'd
of school.
Be the most boring radio show on the face of the earth.
Because my dad was a radio DJ.
Right.
So, I mean, it was awesome. It was fun seeing him.
Curtis.
So second grade, I wanted to be a scientist and a DJ.
That's cute.
Right there. Like maybe I would DJ in the morning and then I would be a scientist during the day. And then school got in the way.
Wah, funny. I didn't decide to get into radio until I was a senior in college.
It was like the last thing you did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Last thing. Luckily for us, for America.
Oh, thank God.
Right? Otherwise, we would not have this. We would not be able to listen to you every morning here on Channel 95.7.
Yeah.
We love it. Thank goodness.
Oh.
So you, senior in college, like the
last... Yeah, I wanted to go into television, and one of my professors said, you're not going to like that.
No.
It's serious.
A, you hate doing any sort of getting dressed or putting on makeup.
But back then, I did not.
Okay, back then, you only started
when I had to get up so early in the morning.
Okay.
You know, and that's been, what, 20 years now. So that only started 19 years now that I've been doing mornings.
Okay, so...
But yeah, that started when my alarm went off in the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And that's when then you get used to that.
Okay.
And I don't want to put makeup on like TV people.
It's not like
Lauren
you're ugly.
Stanley, she's got to get there at like 3 a.m.
She
to
does.
Get makeup and hair done.
It's not like you're ugly.
Thanks,
I mean,
Curtis.
You could have been on TV. Right?
I chose radio. It didn't choose me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not hideous. Like, I don't
look
at
you.
Well,
you know what they say? You got a face for radio.
But you seem to, your face could work anywhere.
Thanks, Curtis.
Maybe internet. Maybe you could branch out.
No, I like what I do. I don't want to go do anything like that.
What
now.
Do you mean, internet?
Like she could do a little internet.
My own internet news show?
Yeah, like Naked News with Connie. And then you're there.
Yeah.
Instead of the noon news, it'd be the nude news. You'd get that done. Everybody would love it.
Mm-mm.
You'd have like 10 or 15 followers.
Just like now.
Yes. Yeah, you'd have subscribers. I mean, that would be awesome.
That's not going to happen.
So I knew in second grade, you knew like right before you walked up to get your diploma.
Yep.
That.
I was 24.
That is funny. And what are you in second grade? 8?
Mm-hmm.
8. Amanda, when did you know that you wanted to be the producer of a highly successful morning show in Grand Rapids,
and
Michigan?
When is that going
to
happen?
I probably knew by the time I was a sophomore in college that I wanted to do radio things.
Okay. So sophomore
in college. Which wasn't very long ago.
Second grade. I mean, I'm right there. And so aren't you glad?
Well, your dad was a morning DJ.
Aren't you
DJ
glad
though?
I didn't go scientist? Like, I could be working over...
I don't know if you'd fit in a science lab.
The world is glad you didn't go scientist.
Who knows, though?
Are you? No! Look at all glad.
Look at Albert
Einstein.
Everybody's
glad.
Scientist, kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, high personality, that guy.
Right? You don't know. I saw that I saw that movie with Walter Matthau
that
playing him.
That movie was super cute.
Do you think that
Meg
was
Ryan.
Really, do you think that's really how he was?
No!
No!
I don't think that's how he was at all.
Okay, well, that's how I picture him.
It was a cute movie, though.
That's the only way I know him, is from that movie.
And the Bull Durham dude. What's his name?
Tim something.
Horton?
That's Horton. A restaurant.
Tim Horton starred in that movie.
That's what I thought.
He served everybody bagels in the morning. He brought him coffee.
Yeah.
They had a drive-through. Mm-hmm. And so it's Tim Horton, Meg Ryan, and Walter Matthau as Arnold Palmer. As who? Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
What's the guy's name?
Albert Einstein.
As Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
What is that movie even called?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I can't remember.
It's like the setup or
it's
something.
Like, no, something
with Tim
something
Horton.
Like Light Bulb Fest.
It's IQ.
IQ.
It's called Light Bulb Fest with Tim Horton. The new Tim Horton movie, Light Bulb Fest.
Whatever.
Starring Meg Ryan.
Starring Meg Ryan.
Connie and Curtis.